USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's a reversal of decades of U.S. policy as President Trump recognized Israel's control over the Golan Heights on Thursday. President Trump tweeted, "After 52 years, it's time for the United States to fully recognize Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights." He announced the shift of U.S. policy just 5 days before Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu comes for a White House visit. In Jerusalem, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
President Trump made the decision to recognize that hard-fought real estate, that important place, is proper to be a sovereign part of the state of Israel.
The UK has more time to come to an agreement concerning its withdrawal from the European Union. Brexit was scheduled to happen next week, but the EU has agreed to postpone that until May 22nd. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See cvs.com/rxrewards or the pharmacy for details.
Cesar Sayoc has pleaded guilty. The Florida man who admits to sending pipe bombs to prominent critics of President Trump. WCBS-TV's Jessica Layton has more.
A sobbing Cesar Sayoc admitted to sending more than a dozen pipe bomb packages to prominent Democrats and CNN. The devices didn't detonate and never hurt anyone, but they spread a wave of fear throughout the country just days before last year's midterm elections.
It's been 1 week since a gunman killed 50 worshippers at a pair of mosques in New Zealand. The country remembered the victims with 2 minutes of silence following the Muslim call to prayer.
We are broken-hearted, but we are not broken. We are alive. We are together. We are determined to not let anyone divide us.
The memorial came a day after New Zealand moved to ban automatic assault weapons. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A new report shows that spinach and kale contain the most pesticide residue. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Now, rounding out the top five include apples, strawberries, and nectarines. The group also found that 90% of samples of strawberries, apples, cherries, and nectarines tested positive for two or more pesticides. Samantha Heller is a registered dietitian, and she joined CBS this morning and reminds us.
We live in an environment where pesticides can stay in our soil and our water for decades.
Yeah. But I hear you saying it's okay to eat it as long as you don't eat a lot of it.
Well, it's also we have to look at the amount that's in the food. Yeah. How much is in there and how much is going to actually have an effect and increase our risk for these health issues that we mentioned previously. The EPA, the USDA, they're saying that the amount in these foods are not enough to really cause a lot of problems. The Environmental Working Group also says the benefits of eating these do outweigh the risk of those pesticides. So what we can do is buy organic when we can't afford it. You can buy frozen when the food's not in season, save some money doing that, right? Don't use pesticides in your yard. Try not to. Try not to use them in your home gardens.
Heller also says you got to make sure you remember to wash your fruits and vegetables.
And I think we forget when we buy things like parsley or basil. They need to be washed when they're fresh. We need to wash melons and lemons and limes. And that doesn't take off just a lot of the pesticide residue, but a lot of the other detritus that these vegetables and produce are exposed to in transit and prep. We do need to wash our fruits and vegetables, but a lot of us forget to do.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.